You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're addressing one of the most terrifying types of medical mistakes, anesthesia errors. Here's a terrifying statistic. Every year, over 4,000 Americans suffer catastrophic brain damage or death from preventable anesthesia errors. That's about 11 families per day whose lives are changed forever because of a mistake that never should have happened. Today, we're breaking down how these errors occur, what red flags to watch for in hospitals and surgical centers, and what legal options are available for victims and their families when the unthinkable happens under sedation.
Those numbers are absolutely chilling. And what's particularly devastating is how quickly these errors can turn fatal. We're talking about permanent damage occurring in just minutes.
Let me explain why anesthesia is so uniquely dangerous. You've got this complex cocktail of medications, sedatives, paralytics, pain drugs, and each one has to be precisely measured. One small miscalculation and you're in crisis territory.
And the patient is completely vulnerable during all of this, right? They can't speak up or advocate for themselves if something starts going wrong.
Exactly right. And here's what really keeps medical professionals up at night. Something called anesthesia awareness. Imagine being fully conscious during surgery, but completely paralyzed, unable to move or signal for help. It's literally the stuff of nightmares.
That sounds horrifying. How often does something like that actually happen?
Studies show it occurs in about 1 in every 1,000 surgeries. But what's truly shocking is that many of these cases happen because of simple preventable mistakes, misread drug labels, missed allergies, or improperly maintained equipment.
Well, that brings up an important point about documentation and evidence. I imagine proving what went wrong must be incredibly challenging in these cases.
That's precisely why timing is so critical. You know, most hospitals' electronic systems automatically delete certain data after just 30 days. Without quick legal intervention, crucial evidence like ventilator logs or medication records can vanish forever.
That's why reaching out to the injury helpline immediately is so essential. They know exactly what evidence needs to be preserved.
And here's something most people don't realize. Responsibility often extends far beyond just the anesthesiologist. The hospital might be liable for poor staffing policies, equipment manufacturers for faulty monitors, or pharmacies for medication errors.
The complexity really highlights why having experienced legal representation matters. These aren't simple cases where fault is immediately clear.
Let me share some sobering statistics about outcomes. Beyond the risk of death, we're seeing cases of permanent brain damage, cardiac arrest, stroke, and devastating nerve injuries. The average settlement for severe anesthesia errors now exceeds $3.5 million.
And those settlements need to be substantial because families are often looking at lifetime care costs, right?
Absolutely right. We're talking about home modifications, specialized equipment, ongoing medical care, lost wages. The financial burden can be astronomical. And that's not even counting the emotional trauma these families endure.
You know what's particularly frustrating? Many of these errors could be prevented with basic safety protocols.
That's exactly right. Simple measures like two-person drug checks, proper staffing levels, and regular equipment maintenance could prevent the majority of these disasters. But too many facilities cut corners to save time or money.
And that's what makes these cases so tragic. They're usually not unavoidable accidents, but the result of negligence.
Here's another crucial point. The legal process in these cases requires specialized expertise. You need attorneys who understand both the medical complexities and the legal strategies, who can work effectively with expert witnesses and analyze complex medical records.
That's where the Injury Helpline makes such a difference, connecting victims with attorneys who have specific experience in anesthesia error cases.
And remember, consultations are always free, and most attorneys handle these cases on a contingency basis. That means families don't pay anything unless they win their case.
That's such an important point, since many families are already struggling with medical bills and lost income.
Let me wrap this up with some key takeaways. First, anesthesia errors are often preventable and can have devastating consequences. Second, time is absolutely critical when it comes to preserving evidence. And finally, there are experienced professionals ready to help victims navigate these complex cases.
And most importantly, help is available 24/7 through the Injury Helpline. Don't wait to reach out. The sooner you act, the better your chances of getting the justice and compensation you deserve.